Have you ever felt threatened by someone? I'm not talking about the obvious threat like being held up at gunpoint or mugged in the street. These are serious threats, but obvious in the fact that you are clearly under attack. I'm talking about the types of threats that use words, not force, designed to make you feel less than, marginalized, or like an outsider. Before you let a covert threat take hold of you, counter it with confidence. Always remember this: you know who you are. Do not let other people assign motives or personality traits to you. I found myself in this situation recently where someone in a more prominent position than me made a covert threat on my character and abilities in a meeting. The purpose of the meeting, from her vantage point, was to prevent me from moving forward on a project that I had been passionately working to launch. She randomly said to me, "Amy, we recently had to ask one of our other board members to step down because of a similar situation." Of course, the first reaction in my head was fear. I don't want to be asked to step down. But when there was no other connection made to me and this other person except what seemed to be a threat, I realized I was indeed being threatened. Most of us would just accept the covert verbal threat, get in line, and give up. Not me. The pitch challenge today: confront verbal attacks with confidence. Do not let words destroy who you are as a person. Straight up address the threat. When this person was finished telling me all the reasons why she was rejecting my project, I addressed each of her concerns and also went back to her threat and address that directly. I said, "You mentioned this other board member you had to ask to resign. Why did you bring that up, and what does it have to do with me?" This forced her to tell me more about the situation, to which I replied, "Wow, that sounds awful. I'm so sorry this happened to you. I can understand why you are hesitating on moving forward with my project. I can see where my timing is bad in light of your recent experience, but I assure you, I'm not like this other person. That's not me." After further discussion and contemplation, this person, who I actually admire a lot, gave me her approval to move forward on my passion project. When a verbal covert threat comes your way, do not be afraid. Confront it directly by asking questions. Listen to the other person's concerns, respond empathetically to their fears, and then most importantly, remind that person who you are and what you are capable of doing. It doesn't hurt to remind people of who you are, even if they should already know, because in doing so, you'll also be reminding yourself of who you really are too.